players. One Cube Draft. This summer, Cube Draft Trilogy.
You put the lime in the coconut and... Oh my god, crit.
He rolls a 20. Good game. Well played. Do you even want to play now, or...
Just want to call it there?
I'll go first.
Welcome, everybody. The final match. The classic Matt versus Veronica. We've got blue-black artifact control versus green-white aggro.
Aggro.
Only one can emerge victorious.
It's gonna be me. I'm keeping...
All right, good darting to you. Let's go. Me first. Very first play of the game. What do we play? The Arcane Sanctum.
Of course.
And it's your turn.
I've seen that card before. Wink, wonk.
Well, I did just deal three times to myself, so.
Until you got that. Until you got that specific card.
All done.
Veronica played a Plains and a Student of Warfare. Veronica's excited about something right now.
I'm going to play a swamp, and I pass the turn.
Oh, now is your time, Veronica.
No.
Finish him.
All done.
Played a signet.
You want to attack
him? I'm going to attack you, though, for 1-1.
For one?
Yeah.
I accept your attack. I look forward to the next attack. All right. I will end my turn there.
Are you about to, like, play an instant?
No.
You look like you're, like, primed and ready to do something.
Yeah, maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Maybe go fuck yourself.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
It's from The Departed. Oh, you're losing life willingly? GG, dude.
She played fast one and then dropped a bunch of lands.
Yeah, I just played all my lands.
Oh, barf.
Counterspell.
Now it's time, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Actually...
They literally already played it. That's not fair.
Hey, if you don't think it's fair, that's fine.
I don't think it's fair.
I kind of agree in that case. Because now you would know, like, her entire hand.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I haven't seen her play her other stuff.
No, but I literally just laid it all out. You had that entire time. I even said, are you about to play an instant?
But it's fine.
I play under the...
It's my fault for being stupid.
Yeah.
And I take that.
What a combo.
I'm going to also pay... To level up. Can I pay again to level up?
You can.
Sweet.
So two levels on this dude?
Yeah.
So it's now a 3-3 first striker?
Yeah. And then I play with the top card of my library revealed.
Yep.
It's a land card.
Do you play it?
Yeah.
And I gain a life.
So you lose a life when you play it with Fastspawn, though. So you stay neutral. That's quite the combo. Corsair Crew Fix and Fastspawn. So now reveal the top card?
Yeah, if it's a land, put it out.
Good.
Dang.
Let the hate flow through you. He's done.
You could have played your enchant, your instant on this girl.
Dude, you don't even know what's in my hand. I can't believe you would make assumptions.
No, I just thought.
I saw you looking at it.
Pay one swamp, I'm going to put Ghoul Draws Vampire. It's a 1-1. If you end up with 10 or less life, then it becomes a 3-2, and it has Intimidate, which means it can't be blocked except by artifact creatures and or creatures that share black.
Right? No.
What's happening right now?
No.
Why are you drawing a bunch of cards?
Because I was like, oh, I draw 7 cards.
No. You just put those on top. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, don't throw them away. That would just totally alter the game.
So now you reveal the top card.
Wow, and I'm getting shit over here. Veronica's over here drawing as many cards as she feels like. You know, you gotta pay mana for cards too, right?
I play by the rules. Just drawing 20 cards.
Just draw it until you find the one you want. Yeah, there it is!
I'm going to pay 3. I'm going to do 3 and level her up to 5.
So when you get to 7 is when it becomes a 4-4 double strike?
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
You know what? I could just pay 1. Get 6. Yep. Yeah.
Use a signet for an extra white mana. Smart. Very smart. What said that about you?
Thank you. So I would put this on the land?
No. You would put that... Matt knows what that card is because he saw it, but... You put that on a card and it turns it into a land instead of anything else. So you can imagine they had some creature or some artifact or planeswalker that you want to get rid of. You'd put it on it and it's just a forest instead of anything else.
Now it can't do anything.
Okay.
Except so add green mana to your
I'm going to attack you, Matt, for 3/3 and 2/4.
Okay. 3/3 and what? 2/4.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 total?
Yeah. Can we see your life? You'd love to hide it.
It's right here in plain sight.
I can't see it. Your beer's covering it.
That's not my fault.
Matt.
Or problem.
he just moved it.
It's 14, okay? Jeez, get off my butt.
All done.
Yeah, you're about to be all done. Stick a fork in her. She's overcooked. Yeah, we'll play this, because why not?
What is it?
It gives me an island for every artifact I control, which is currently 0.
Tolarian Academy, everyone.
Currently 0 of those that I have. But, Veronica, I don't want you to be a doubter or a hater.
Or a skater.
You can be a skater boy, that's fine. Say see you later, boy. Pay 3. Oh, no. Yeah, we'll do that. I'm just going to play this as a 3/3 creature. 3/3 flying creature.
The Herald of Torment.
Yeah.
Herald.
God, I need to destroy that.
Student.
Your turn. Yeah, this is not going well so far.
She's got some really nice fast bond combos, gotta say.
Yeah, I suppose being able to throw 20 lands out at once was
Deece.
A bit of an advantage.
This is now a 4/4.
Double strike.
Double strike. I'm going to attack you for 4/4 double strike in 2/4.
Does the double strike do double damage to me?
Yes. If you don't block it, you'll take 8 from that.
I'll block it with the 1/1.
But since, so then does he still have a 4/4 strike? Or it blocks both?
It blocks both. Yeah, it hits him twice. So he's super dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take the other 2.
Yeah, so the 4/4 double strike, imagine Matt.
I should have just blocked that, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Because she couldn't kill this.
Right.
Okay. Scratch that, reverse
no,
it.
No, you can't do that.
So harsh, dude.
I'm sorry. You can't. You don't want to tap that because you didn't play it.
I see the dialogue box over Matt's head. Matt will remember this.
Are you done?
I said I was done.
I think that's great. It just means, you know, you're free reign to hold people to the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You're no fun.
I think I'm a lot of fun.
Not playing Magic.
You lose life, Matt.
Yeah, he did. He went to 12.
Yeah, he loses one from his Herald of Torment every turn.
What? You haven't been doing that.
That was the first turn.
It just came into play. Jesus Christ.
What's that?
Get off my butt, dude.
Viscera Seer just got played.
I attack you for 3 flying. Your turn.
This is a very hostile episode.
I don't like the energy that we have created in this room.
No. Alright, I have my 6/6 creature. I'm gonna attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Double strike.
Okay, I'll block that with this.
I'm done.
Okay.
So you lose a life?
I do. I'm at 10.
That'll be a fun edit.
The mood is tense. Matt's pissed off at me.
Rations are low. The winter is harsh outside.
God. Is that your stomach?
I said rations are low, and my stomach immediately growled. It's true. We're going to starve. This is what Kiwi feels like every hour of the day.
Yeah. Poor Kiwi.
I might die. They'd never feed me.
This is looking dire. It's like the only way I can prolong this.
You gonna clear the board?
No, I can't afford that. So I'm gonna tap this, and I'm gonna tap this down.
Very nice. Oh. Opposition.
So they're both just tapped as long as this is tapped?
No, it's just... You should wait on using that for her turn.
Okay. So I tap this down. I can use that at any time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'll do. At the beginning of your turn, I'll tap this and tap that. Yep.
Okay.
So your creature will untap as normal. Hers would untap as normal. So that's why doing it on your turn wouldn't do what you wanted it to do.
Gotcha.
Enchant my creature.
Some Rancor.
I'm going to enchant my enchantment creature. Yeah, it gets +2/+0 and has trample.
Okay.
Make sure you reveal that top card as well.
And then I'm going to attack you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
For 4/4.
GG.
And 4/4.
Yeah, that's it.
That's very it? Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's 12 damage. Good game!
Do you want to play again?
That was our second game, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. That was game one.
Oh my god.
You still got a chance.
I thought that was two.
And fresh. With that sound, welcome to round two of...
Bing, bing, bing!
Will they get a divorce?
Fight!
Will the webs make it?
Finish him!
Alright. Good luck to you.
You know, it's funny.
What?
This comes up every time you play Magic. We already have a Cube Draft Trilogy episode where you face each other titled Divorce Priest. Because Veronica said, I want a divorce priest.
Well, it's clearly a divisive game. Pits people against each other.
God knows that's true.
We are playing against each other, so. We're just competitive, that's all.
We are. It's fun!
Student of Warfare, turn one.
I played a Plains and a Student of Warfare.
This is all the hits right now. Matt played a Triland, Opulent Palace. Veronica plays a turn one Student of Warfare. What is the reprise from Matt?
Reprise? How does she say it?
Reprise.
Reprise.
All done.
So now, level up, so she's level 2.
Yep. No. It starts with 0.
Okay, so she's level 1.
Oh wow, that totally changed the last game. We gotta rewrite history.
No,
it didn't.
We put up the right amount of counters. Don't lie to me. I've been watching like a hawk.
I am gonna attack you for 1/1.
Okay. You gonna laugh some more about it? Is that funny?
No.
Funny
Matt.
Doing damage to innocent people?
Matt, once again, using the beer can life total.
I know, I can't see your life total.
Don't worry about it, it's not too. I'll keep it.
Why are you so weird with that? What? You do that every Magic game.
This is just where I keep it, and this is also where I keep my drink. It has nothing else.
I feel like you shouldn't keep your drink next to the keyboard.
I think it's fine. We already had a cat jump on it, and it's fine.
Yeah. You didn't knock the beer over or anything. I'm all done.
Dang. Of course you're
so I have to...
Did you just pile the cards from last game on top, or...?
No.
Because that's what it feels like.
But I already played a land, so I can't play that yet. Okay. I'm going to attack you now.
For one?
Mm-hmm. What are you at?
18. See?
Ooh.
Tap all 4. We'll put the Solemn Simulacrum in play.
Nice.
What does that do?
I can search for a basic land card, put it onto the battlefield tapped, and shuffle my library.
It's also a 2/2 creature that when it dies, Matt draws a card.
Yeah.
Wow. First card.
It's a basic land card.
It is.
So tapped. Your turn.
Good game, right? So does this count fun as my card to pick up?
Yep. Am I right?
And then I just reveal another card.
Yes.
Oh, and I gain a life.
You do.
Should I tap this? Or not tap this?
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can I offer a hot tip here? This is for both of you in the future. There are a few different cards that work like Corsair Crucifix, where you reveal the top card, and if it's a land or if it's something, you can cast it. So you played your land, and now you can't play another land this turn.
Yeah.
What you could have done is put this into your hand, kept it there, and then played that from the top, and it's like you've drawn a card. Because you have an extra card in your hand, but you still hit your land drop.
That's good advice.
Just keep that in mind.
I like that. Thank you. Okay.
Perfect.
Now equals, Matt equals can't on the battlefield. See mine.
Perfectly balanced.
That's right.
Three. Wait, I haven't. Did I play a land? I did, right? Yes. Losing my mind. All right, level up.
Level up, level up.
Let me upgrade you.
I'm going to attack you, Matt. For 2-4 and 3-3.
2-4 and 3-3. I'll block you at 3-3. So I take 2 damage, right?
Draw a card.
16.
6.
Play Consecrated Sphinx, so whenever an opponent draws a card, I may draw 2 cards. You are up. It's a 4/6 flyer.
Dang. This is tense.
I think if I really wanted to make sure I did everything, I would have to write stuff down as I played or something.
I was like using beads.
All done.
So you leveled up your student a couple times?
I did. I leveled her up to level 4 now.
Nice. At level 7, she gets double strike.
Yes.
Juicy.
Alright, I'm going to pay 2. I'm going to put Phantasmal Image into play. So Jesus. I'm going to do a copy of this.
Classic play.
Yep. Yep, so they're both 4/6s, and they both have that same ability where I can draw 2 every time you draw a card.
That's nice.
It's not bad. Pay 3, and I'm going to put the Foundry Inspector into play, and then I'm going to put the Bone Splitter into play as well, because it costs 0 now. Because artifact spells cost 1 less to cast.
Very nice.
And it only costs
1. Wow, what a turn.
I'm going to attack you with my 4/6 flyer. Your turn!
I'm at 18.
Nice.
Right? I take 4?
Yes.
Alright, so she drew a card, right?
Yep.
I can draw up to 4 cards.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw 2 first. Because I'm still going to draw 1 more after this. I'm just going to chill with that. I don't have to discard anything.
Just go for 1 trigger.
Yeah, I don't want it to discard. I have 9 cards at the beginning of my next turn.
Got a lot of mana, though.
Yeah, I probably should. You know what? Play Veronica's Rules, though.
Yep.
I already made my decision. Yep. Sticking with it.
Okay. So Veronica played Archangel Avacyn and then leveled up Student of Warfare. Did you play a land this turn?
I did.
So do you gain a life? Nice.
So when she enters the battlefield, the creatures I control gain indestructible until end of turn. What does that mean?
It means they can't be destroyed. So
they can't die.
Yeah. Things that say destroy, they can't die in combat.
Wow.
They're invincible. They can still be exiled. So that's different than being destroyed.
They can die.
Nope, can't die.
They can't die. So it'd be like, you could attack me and...
If they take lethal damage, they won't die.
Right, so like, or if you're 4-4, I could block it with my 4-6, and this would not die.
Even though it normally would. Or if Matt played a burn spell that did that much damage, it wouldn't die. Or if he played a card that said, destroy that creature, it wouldn't die.
Interesting. Okay, I wanna, what is that, a 3-3?
This is a 3-2, this is a 4-6.
Oh, but they can't die. Interesting. Okay. I feel like I should attack you, but you'll just block me. So I'm gonna keep up. I'm done.
Gonna pass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's tense. Time for Matt to play Upheaval.
No. Alright, let me think about this. I'm going to do that. Tap three. I'll put Yeheni into play. It's a 2-2 with haste. And when a creature I control dies, it gets a +1/+1 counter. If I sacrifice another creature, it gets indestructible. I'm going to tap these three. And I'm going to make a copy of Foundry Inspector.
With what?
With Sculpting Steel. So it's another 3-2, and it makes artifact spells cost one less to cast.
For you.
For me.
But it makes a copy of it?
It is a copy of it.
Yeah, it is a copy.
So it comes into play, you choose an artifact, it's a copy of that artifact.
Got it.
Yeah. And then I'm going to tap one and equip.
What's that do?
It's a +2/+0. Equip. The Sphinx, so it's a 6/6 flyer. I'll attack you with that. And with my 4/6 flyer.
So with 10 total?
Yep.
Yikes.
I can block one. I'll just take the damage.
Alright.
Done?
I am done.
Smart that you didn't equip the Phantasmal Image copy, because I would kill it.
Oh, really? Yeah, when it comes to the target of a spell or ability?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely smart of me. Not pure happenstance. Oh, yeah. I'll draw two cards because Ryan drew a card.
Seven.
So now the student is a 4/4 double striker.
Damn.
Enchantment.
Now it's a 5/5 double striker because of the Glorious Anthem.
All of them. So it says a 3/5, 5/5, 5/5. Yeah. What do you got out there?
I have 2 3/2s and a 2/2.
2 3/2s and a 2/2. Okay. I'm gonna attack you with my 5/5 flying, my 5/5 double strike, and my 3/5.
Okay, so I'm going to have to take the 5 flying for sure, right?
Yep.
And then we have a 5/5 double strike and a 3/5?
Yeah.
5/5 and 3/5. I guess that wouldn't matter either way. I'm going to block with these two guys. So, doesn't matter which because these both die and you stay alive. Right?
Yep. But you can kill me this turn.
Yep. You got the flyers.
And you're at 10?
I guess I could block one of your flyers.
You just attack though, so they're all tapped out.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Woo!
It's a good game.
Alright.
Good game.
Three.
On to game three. The deciding round.
I thought you had me.
One note for you at the end there. It didn't wind up mattering. When you had Yeheni and the other creature out, you can sacrifice a creature to Yeheni to make it indestructible.
Oh.
So when you double block there, you could sacrifice one to Yeheni so that Yeheni survives. They're both dying anyway, so you could sacrifice the blocker.
So you can sacrifice the one that's blocking?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems weird to me.
Well, because you normally like fast forward through these phases, but in the attack step, you have declare attackers, declare blockers, and then the damage step.
Mm-hmm.
And you have chances to do things between all of those. So after blockers are declared, you can decide, I'm going to sacrifice this. It's already blocked. And once a creature is blocked, their damage is blocked. It doesn't matter what happens to the blocking creature.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Game three.
Fight!
Will they get a divorce?
Your turn.
Island, Bone Splitter. Forest.
Your turn.
Pass. Matt untaps, draws, grimaces at the card. A bead of sweat.
Dimples.
don't know how to describe that
swamp
sound.
Tap.
Matt slams the ghoul draws vampire.
Tap, equip.
Maximizing the mana. Great mana efficiency.
Your turn.
Veronica. Visibly tense.
Am I?
Her lips peel back into a sneer. Tabs 3, Crucible of Worlds.
All done.
She's setting up the late game.
What's well, Matt. Do?
I can play land cards from my graveyard.
Attack you for 3. Your turn. This is the one that lets you just play creatures from your hand for 1 forest.
The Elvish Piper.
All done.
This could be getting grim.
Attack you for 3.
14.
Your turn.
I'm going to put this on my Elvish Piper.
What is that?
It's an enchantment.
What does it say?
Enchant creature. Enchanted creature gets +3/+3. Totem armor.
Play this.
What is that?
It's a counter.
Cryptic Command.
So it goes away.
Yep. So I'm going to counter that, and then I'm also going to draw a card.
Very nice.
All right. Then I'm going to pay 1 more. Tap my creature.
Elvish Piper puts Rampaging Baloth into play.
I had a feeling you had an instant, so I was like, I'm just going to do this one thing first before putting my nice creature out there, and I'm all done.
Yeah, you are.
That seems confident. Is that just his normal aura of confidence, or does he actually have something?
Good question, Kenny.
He doesn't know either.
Very good question. All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... With 2 swamps.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to play Herald of Torment. Mm. I'm going to bestow it upon this creature. So this becomes a 6-4, right? It's a 3-1 plus a 3-3, so 6-4. Flyer.
Yeah.
6-4 flyer.
Is it an enchantment or an artifact?
That's an enchantment creature, so there's a way you can basically use this to enchant your own creature, or it can be its own creature.
Yeah, so currently the way Matt cast it, it's just an enchantment.
Right. Okay. And it's tied to this creature.
Yes.
Got it.
Great.
I'm going to attack you for 6, 4 flying.
6 and 4
don't
flying?
Don't worry about 6 4. Damage. 6 flying.
Okay.
So Veronica's at 8. Yeah. That's at
20.
We don't know.
20.
Veronica has the Baloth in play. The Elvish Piper threatening another creature. She draws a single tear.
Can I get a 4/4?
Of course.
No!
I feel like this is the only way for me to stop.
In the eye of a hurricane! Are you gonna wipe the board here? What are you doing?
I'm playing Smokestack.
Ooh, okay. So Smokestack is, at the beginning of your upkeep, you may put a soot counter on it, and then at the beginning of each player's upkeep, they sacrifice a permanent for each soot counter on it.
Cool.
And then, I'm going to attack you.
With?
1/1, a 6/6, and a 1/1.
That just came
that
in.
That just came in this turn.
And then just a 6/6 and a 1/1.
So 7?
Yeah.
13.
Are you going to attack me again? Yeah, you are.
Probably. Okay. I need to do my full turn. You know. I'm going to pay 2 and play Phantasmal Image. I'm going to make it a copy of that.
Oh,
the Rampaging Baloths.
Yeah. So it's the exact same thing. 6/6 yep. Trample with landfall.
Mm-hmm. When you play a land, you get a 4/4 beast.
And then I will attack you with the 6/4 flyer.
I'm at 2.
Actually, you're dead.
Why?
Because the Ghoul Draws Vampire gets +2/+1 whenever you're at 10 or less.
He's right.
Okay, good game.
Holy cow. Wow. Good game.
What would you do without Kenny?
I'm just reminding you of the rules that are on the table, you know?
Yeah.
Good decks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd y'all feel about the decks that you built? Jesus. Get married already.
I liked my deck a lot. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have gotten into it a little bit more. I think that I should have gotten more of those like cool land things, you know?
That was interesting. You had several cool combos. I'm just watching you put forests and plains in the same pile.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
But yeah, that was cool.
I only had one flying, which I should have gotten more of those because I was basically done once he got all of his flying stuff out. Yeah, I had a good deck. It was fine. We were happy with each other.
What about you, Matt?
It was interesting. Yeah, I liked it. It was, I don't know, it worked fine, you know? It was kind of slow, but it obviously had enough potential to do damage. Yeah,
Happy that he beat me. All right, that's it.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.